WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Vice President Kamala Harris visiting Monterey Park, California to mourn the victims of Saturday's mass shooting. Harris called for new gun laws in the wake of the shooting that killed 11 people, saying Congress must act.
Can they do something? Yes. Should they do something? Yes. Will they do something? That is where we all must speak up and speak to our elected representatives.
Meanwhile, in Northern California, the man accused of killing 7 co-workers on Monday was denied bail and will be held on murder charges. Facebook announcing Wednesday that after 2 years, it's moving to reinstate the personal account of former President Trump. Trump was suspended from the platform in the wake of the January 6th insurrection. Facebook's parent company Meta warned, though, that if Trump further violates its rules, he may be suspended again. The superintendent of the Virginia school district, where a 6-year-old shot and wounded a teacher earlier this month, will leave his job February 1st. This is ABC News. After Florida's Department of Education moved to bar an African-American studies class from schools, saying it lacks educational value, a prominent civil rights attorney exploring a legal challenge.
Attorney Benjamin Crump taking issue with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his plan to block a new advanced placement high school class on African-American studies.
We say no to censorship. We say yes to community.
Crump says the decision silences black history, and he's threatening a lawsuit from 3 student plaintiffs against the governor to allow the course.
The lead plaintiffs in a historic lawsuit.
Florida education officials have not said what's in the curriculum that the DeSantis administration finds objectionable, but said in a statement the course lacks educational value. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
A California judge has sided with news organizations in an effort to force the release of footage of the attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. Prosecutors wanted to keep it sealed. It could become public as soon as Thursday. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP positive corporate responsibility.